621-1320-WILS. So the global cyber attack continues today. Thousands of additional computers affected by this ransomware attack. Michael Doherty with us, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He is joining us from London at the Global Cybersecurity Conference. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Well, how are you doing, sir?
It's got to be late over there, right? Early in the morning?
Yeah, you know, things I do for you.
Yeah.
It's 11:21
wow.
p.m.
How much is this being discussed at the conference?
Pretty much nonstop. I mean, the whole thing was laid out anyway. I mean, I shouldn't say, look, no one's surprised. It's always what specifically was it going to be, and the facts are still playing out. It just sort of elevates the relevance of everything it's still talking about, because this is the global summit by a networking crowd I belong to, which is the Security Innovation Network, and it's a consortium of the British government and the U.S. government, Homeland Security, and Fortune 500 leaders and entrepreneurs, and we meet four times a year.
Is it correct this is what's going on, an NSA tool that was used to do this attack? Is that right?
Right. That one, the NSA has their back doors. They were secret. Someone leaked NSA information a couple months ago. Microsoft closed it the best they could. But if your operating system is older or your updates are not an automatic, some people let things in the door, and people do stupid things and they click no matter how many times. You know, everyone doesn't listen to your show, buddy, and they do stupid things like click on things they shouldn't.
Is this a major attack, or is this just one the media is all excited about?
This could have been massive because it's Windows, okay? And so the media is excited because it is big. It's a different type of attack. It's a human error because someone stole something, security at the NSA is the original sin.
Mm-hmm.
Back doors that they require to be remained open by some of these manufacturers. So here's the risk, and we're paying the price for that now.
Mm-hmm. Are there more of these back doors out there that could actually really take out like almost all of us with Windows?
No, because everything's too all over the place. It's usually death by a thousand cuts, not one big blast.
Okay.
And because we're not all uniform. But it's still, this was huge because, look, I mean, the NSA basically lost their open door, and then someone went after, and that meant it couldn't go that deep in specifically, but it could go very wide, which it did. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's Windows computers all over the world. And it really started in time zones. I assume they'll think it started in England. I don't know where it started isn't necessarily where it originated. One of the things that's so tough about exposing cybercrime is it's so hard to find the original source. Right.
We may never find out. Michael Doherty with us, by the way. He's at the Global Cybersecurity Conference in London. Is there any realistic possibility of a real cyber attack that takes us down for a huge amount of time and really affects the network here in the U.S. specifically?
Well, sure. Depending on, there's always theoretical, but the longer this goes on, the more second safety nets we have, the more we get to bounce back. This is all human error stuff, And notice that it wasn't the type of hack where they went after one key massive area to do physical harm or political harm. This is petty thievery on a grand scale.
And what ransomware, could describe briefly, how does it work and how do they get your money exactly?
Well, the program comes in because you let it into the vulnerability. And then it fires off a program to lock up the information, and up comes a screen that says, oops, you're in trouble. Pay me now, X amount of dollars. Pay me later, more money, or don't pay me and I'm going to erase everything.
Okay.
That's how this one works.
Usually it's like $300 they want off the bat.
That's what it was today.
Yeah, what should you do? Should you pay it, or
in this instance, this is so worldwide and so big that you should hop on it real fast and not pay it. But see, look, the way Reaction is always a bad position. You should always be prepared ahead, and it's no big secret. People should be backing up their software and their data and keeping it off the internet so that it can't get contaminated once a day, once a week, whatever, depending on how important stuff is. And then that takes away the ransom because it's not the specific information that they want. It's the fact that it's so important to you and you don't have it anywhere else, so you'll write them a check. And they keep that check cheaper than a lawyer, cheaper than investigation, cheaper than a trial. It's just like the cost of doing business.
And so if you take the computer to a technician, though, is there anything he can do to get around it, or is it?
It depends on what the erasing is, and if they unleash it, there's such things that could be unreadable. It's just, it just depends, and quite frankly, I don't know about the other side of that mountain for this thing.
Michael Dougherty, he's at the Global Cybersecurity Conference in London. So, other than this attack, what else is being discussed at the conference?
Well, really the big thing is about global cooperation, the many different conflicting global regulations, how entrepreneurs should test their products in startup mode. This is a real mix of federal government officials, defense officials, Fortune 500 leaders, and entrepreneurs. It's a pretty cool mix of people.
There's a lot of different tracks. We talk about global cooperation. What kinds of ways are we talking about?
Well, helping each other with the criminals in your space, or helping finding out where those people are, or coordinating our standards. Right now, if you're a big corporation in a bunch of different countries, you've got to keep a million different people happy, and those people don't care what the other people want. That's very expensive and very crazy-making, because regulators are usually total nut jobs. And so, they think they're saving the world, but in technology, they usually know very little about what they're doing. It's a big frustration cost. And as you can see, you see what a great job the regulators have been doing keeping it safe. Look at how safe everything is.
Yeah, but where would you say you see the greatest regulations then?
Well, the United States is terrible. The United States, because Congress does not want to step up, so you've got every industry has different regulators, and some industries have five or six different regulators. Mm-hmm. And you got regulators like the FTC that, they say that Europe has more laws, but Europe isn't a bunch of psycho bullies. The United States has more gray area, and they're mean.
Okay, but does that keep our network safer here in the U.S., but with all this regulation?
Of course not. No, look what's going on. No, because you can't make cancer illegal because you're a boss. You can't make technology bow to you because of who you are. And that's what these bureaucrats do. It's terrible. And that's why people like Anonymous and these tech people hate government people. That's why they want to expose them, because they don't like people that are high on their horse that don't know what they're talking about. It makes them crazy.
Now, the attack, the cybersecurity attack that's happening now, was the U.S. spared much of this, or?
Only coincidentally, I'd say, because we have pretty updated stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's because China got hit pretty hard. I read that much.
Well, when you are in poor economies or less sophisticated economies, they're going to have older operating systems.
Okay.
And older operating systems were not automatically updated. Now you've got Microsoft, yelling about the U.S. government going, they shouldn't have had all these things. We should know. Now, why is Microsoft doing that? Because Microsoft stopped supporting older operating systems because they wanted to buy the new ones.
Yeah. And that left some vulnerabilities out there. Yeah,
that's not cool.
Michael Dougherty, senior writer of Cyber Defense Magazine. He's the author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Just a fascinating book about his own life and what he's been through. The Devil Inside the Beltway. It's Michael Dougherty at the Global Cybersecurity Conference in London. Michael, thanks for taking the time this evening. For you, it's 11:30, right? 11:30 p.m. over there.
Yeah, it is.
Time to go to sleep, I think, right?
It is. I'll be up soon. Take it easy.
Thanks,
Michael.
Good talking
to you, buddy.
Thanks. 6:30, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fearless path. Not the easiest, not the most pleasant, but the fearless path. That is the path that gets you to true emotional healing. That is next on WILS.